8th of January. Damn and slash or blast. I watched TV yesterday, didn't I? As soon as I got back from my walk, I'd forgotten all about my New Year's resolutions and revolutions. And I watched telly, Diagnosis Murder. It was quite a good one. The killer was a gardener. So, to make up for it today, I got up at 8 a.m. Had only had 4 slices of toast for breakfast. Then I spent all morning in penance. By this I meant I read all the instruction manuals for all the electric. I thought I was going to burp and I didn't. I spent all morning in penance. By this I meant I read all the instruction manuals for all the electronic equipment we have in the house. I now know how a kettle works. I'm not going to have to rely on Mum for cups of Bovril anymore. I think I could probably operate the toaster if push came to shove. Yeah. The best thing about today's little reading exercise was that I found Dad's list of all his computer usernames and passwords. All his usernames are Cecil's Laptop. That's not Cecil's Laptop. That's Cecil Slaptop. As in, like a bald man, he's got slap, slaptop. And his cunning passwords are password 7. The swine. I tried password 1, tried password 2, and then I just got bored. I never thought to go all the way up to password 7. So, did this mean that I could get around the child protection software, which prevents me from seeing my first ever fully nude woman with all the bits that I'm still not really entirely sure of what they look like? The answer? Yes. Yes, that did get me around the child protection to get on the internet. But what I hadn't counted on was that it didn't unblock the husband protection on the internet. Unbeknownst to me, Mum has put a second layer of filtering on, which meant that Dad couldn't view anything saucy on the internet either. Oh, I pumped. Did you hear that pump? I pumped. But to make things worse, for Dad anyway, every time I put a rude search in, it came up saying, "Your search for the woman cranky nude has been blocked. A text message showing your search has been sent to Margaret." I think Dad's going to get in terrible trouble when Mum checks her phone. I kept putting more rude things in. He's in trouble. I don't think he's ever going to be allowed to watch anything with Kirsty Allsop in anymore. Anyway, I spent all day trying to figure out a way to see a naughty lady, but everything I tried to do was blocked. So I thought, I'll try out this Facebook thing I've heard the youth talking about. I signed up for it and sent friend requests to random women's names. So now all I have to do is just play the waiting game. Come on, ladies. Befriend this chubby fool. Bet the door. 9th of January. I was up at 6 a.m. not through choice, because my mobile phone had gone off. I got a text from Tony. He's 40, I think. He's completely bald, but that's through choice. He shaves his head. He wears a lot of white. In fact, he all wears all white. I don't know how he keeps it clean. The message just read, "Hi, had great new year, met me ex with Bonder." I showed it to Mum and to Dad, and they couldn't figure out what it meant either. I think he's either filleted and deboned a fish, or he's slept with his dead wife. He was married years ago, but then he told us she died, and they both took too much powdered nutmeg, and it was an overdose, and it killed her. I would have replied to him, demanding what he was talking about. I couldn't be bothered. It was too early in the morning, and I just screamed at Mum. I'd just been screamed at by Mum for waking her up so early, because I did it straight away. 6 a.m. I said, "Mum, what's this?" And she was just furious. She threw a slipper at me, hit me on the nipple. I couldn't reply anyway, because I didn't have any phone credit. Anyway, later in the morning, Tony came round to Christella with a woman who turned out to be his ex-wife. Her name's something I can't spell, so I'll just call her Babs, which is quite a saucy name. I think it suits her. She does seem quite saucy. But apparently we're never ever to bring up how or why they got divorced. So that fills me with intrigue, and of course I'm going to find out. I don't know. We sat round all afternoon talking. Well, Mum and Dad, Tony and Babs talked. I just sat there and listened and felt like a fifth wheel. you know, which would be fine on an articulated lorry, but an absolutely horrific thing on a unicycle, which is how I feel most of the time. He talks about mortgages and curtains and carpets and tax brackets. To be honest, I drifted off. I think I fell asleep. 10th of January. I was sick early in the morning. It's about 6:30. But then it's not surprising. At around midnight, I gorged myself in a moment of weakness. I drank half a bottle of Advocar, half a bottle of sherry, a whole box of those chocolate seashell things, 3 tubs of crisps, you know, the Pringly ones, an advent calendar chocolate from the fourth day that I think I'd missed, a Santa-shaped hollow chocolate figure with a company nails that I think I'd poured in Drambuie and drunk it. So, I ain't really done much today, just stayed in bed and listened to podcasts of my dwarf friend, Toby Wilde. He talked about different kinds of shoes for an hour and 34 minutes. I think I nodded off at that too, actually. I think it went on for about 4 hours. He likes his shoes, don't know why. Cecil came in at about 8:30 and told me that they're going to start taking down the Christmas decorations tomorrow. And as always, that really upset me and I started to cry. Then I fell back to sleep. Boring day, really. 11th of January. Ugh, this day. This is a black day. Christmas is dead. Gone forever. Well, till December. I walked around the house, draped in black like a gothic mite. I still felt a bit sick from my hangover, so I looked quite pale too. For fun, I said dark things. You know, I think them sometimes, but I don't say them out loud. But today I just thought, right, they're coming out. So I walked over to Dad and said, "Your love cuts deep. My soul like a knife, stabbing me over and over like meat on a butcher's slab." Cecil just looked confused at me and didn't know what I was talking about. To be honest, I didn't really know what I was talking about either, so I said I was sorry. But I was still feeling a bit gothic and a bit like a vampire, so I just sort of started backing out of the room with my eyes opened wide and my nostrils flared, and just stared at Cecil. I walked into the kitchen and Mum was baking a horrible beef Wellington, and I just said, "If I was a bad cook as you, I would stop cooking. Food is the devil's way of corrupting the soul. Life is pain, death is pain. Trains, planes are not quite the same." I just started improvising some rhyming. I don't know why. It wasn't very gothic. Mum started laughing, and so I said, "Your beef is like the fettered meats of a demon's buttock." She really is a horrible cook. How can you even burn ice cream? Anyway, she threw some semolina powder at me and it went in my eye. And it sort of coagulated and screwed my eye shut. I tried washing it out with a cloth, but somehow got water up my nose and started drowning a little bit. Well, not drowning, but you know, when you get horrible water up your nose and it feels, oh, it's horrible, don't like it. So my eyes glued shut, just one of them. I look weird. So for the rest of the day, I just laid on my bed counting the minutes so I could watch TV again, because this New Year's Eve resolution bullshit is just nonsense. What a waste of time. 12th of January. Oh, the New Year's resolutions are over. Unless I've got my calculations wrong of how long a week is, which wouldn't be the first time. What a massive waste of time it's been. I still can't play the chord of B. Every time I try, I just get cramp in my finger. Not watching TV hasn't improved me as a person at all. TV's great, it helps me stop the dark thoughts creeping in. And as for getting up at the wee small hours of the morning, forget about it. It just makes you really tired and depressed all the time. But nothing makes you more tired and depressed than depriving yourselves of snack food and cola beverages. It was too painful for me to even think about a bag of crisps the past few days. But that's all over with now. I can. And didn't have an am. Still sitting in the living room all day watching antique related programmes, then cooking, then makeover, then disaster programmes, then a mid-afternoon of murder she's written, all the while eating crisps and biscuits. And then when Mum and Dad went out to the bingo, I indulged in pleasures of the flesh whilst eating still and watching Countdown. What a day. 13th of January. Ugh, I might have slightly overdone it with the snacks and the whatnot. I was sick a couple of times in the night. I think I got through 8 packs of Doritos, the spicy ones. Oof, the burning made me sick, disgusting. The worst part was, I didn't make it to the toilet. I didn't even make it out of Mum and Dad's bedroom. I've been sleeping in my emergency bed, which I keep in their room because I still suffer from the nightmare, which has haunted me for years. I'm not going to describe it now. It's grown too harrowing. So harrowing, in fact, I think that's why I was sick. Oh, God, was I sick. Most of it went on the floor. Most of it went on the floor in between the space between Mum and Dad's bed. But some of it went on both and over Mum and Dad's bed. Some hit Mum's bed, some hit Mum. excuse me, that's what it was like last night. Every time after I've been sick, they both just scream at me to go to the toilet. But that was just like, no, please, no. Needless to say, Mum and Dad were not happy. They even made me clean it up. I did a poor job, though. It's all in the cream carpet. Just covered in bright pink stains now. That's the Doritos fire. Dad's duvet's ruined and Mum's dressing gown's never going to be the same again. 14th of January. I had a great day today. Woke up with a young woman washing my window. I was back in my normal bed. The nightmare didn't happen. She was all soapy and not at all unattractive, if you know what I mean. When she'd seen that I'd spotted her, she gave me a cheeky wink. I tried to smile, but my shyness took over. I just hid under my duvet. I stayed there until I had to go down a ladder. I am now in love with her. I don't know her name, but let me describe what I could make out of her. She looked blonde, but near her scalp for some reason, her hair seemed to be brown. Not sure why. She sported some big earrings made of like gold and loopy metal. And her face was a vision of pure Adonis, if that's the saucy nude woman from that painting that stood in the big seashell thing, with her hands over her rude bits. I couldn't make out her chest size, but she was a little bit chubby, so, you know, that's got to make for a bigger bust, ain't it? It's only a month till St. Valentine's Day. Maybe I won't be single for this one. Oh, I hope not.